Today's daf is Zvachim Daf Tzadi. We are about 12 lines up on the bottom of Pei Tes Amud Beis, and we'll begin with Habachor, right? Habachor Kodim. So the Mishnah was going through the whole, again, the whole, what is the Din Kedima? So we said that the Bechor comes before the Maaser Behema, because that's Kodesh Mirechem, and it's only Necho, it's only eaten by Kohanim. So ask the more Adarabba, I'll tell you the opposite. Maaser Kodim Shekein Mekadesh Lefonov Ula'acharov. No, Maaser Behema has a special, unique status to it, because it's Mekadesh what becomes before it and after it. So Rashi, today, Rashi's yahrzeit, Chavtes Tammuz, it's Rashi's yahrzeit. So we're reading from Rashi, it says, Lefonov la'acharov, Dibra Maschil, Lefonov la'acharov, Ditran Kro, the Tishi Asiri. If you, let's say, you count out the numbers, right? You count out the ninth behemoth that goes through, and you call that the tenth one mistaken. Asiri Tishi. You call the tenth one, really call it the ninth one. La'achar Asar Asiri. And then you counted the 11th one, you count that as number 10. Shloshton Mekadoshin. All three of them become Kadosh, right? V'yafinan b'choros mikroi. Because they learn out from Psukim. But that, you know, if you see the ninth or the 11th could also become that, so you have a special status to it. It's always nice to point out Rav Pam's vort. Rav Pam, you know, at the end we have Ma'is Behem at the end of Parshas Bichukosai. So a person could look at it, tzedakah is giving away every 10th animal. Oh my goodness, every animal, I have to give away 10%. I have to give away one every 10 animals. So Rav Pam says, look to see how the Torah mandates the way we do this. You have a very narrow opening, and each behemoth walks through. So says Rav Pam, you're counting them. One for me, two for me, three for me, four for me, five for me, six for me, seven for me, eight for me, nine for me. Okay, one for Hashem. Then we do it again. Next, one for me, two for me. It says, if a person looks at it this way, wow, nine for me, nine behemoths are for me, and one goes to Hashem. Wow, what a special thing. So one person can look at, oh my goodness, I can't believe I have to give 10% away. Another person can look at it and say, wow, I get to keep so much. So different in perspective. It's a beautiful schmoozer Rav Pam has on this idea of appreciating what we have. Okay, back to the Gemara. It says again, even though you would think that there's a special thing, therefore the Ma'isa should come before the Bechor, afilu hachi, Kedusha Merechem Adifa. But in terms of the hierarchy, no. The fact that the Kedusha sets in automatically, that has a, that's Adif, that wins, and therefore, fine. It comes first. Then, Ma'isir Kalidim La'ofos. Okay, so the Ma'isir Behema comes before the Ofos because it has to do a Shechita, whereby the Ofos we only do the Malika. Okay. Adrab Ofos Kalbi. No, maybe I can tell you the opposite, that the Ofos should come first. Shekin Kal Shekadoshim. This is Kal Shekadoshim, right? That's the other ones, or when we're depending on it's like an Ola or a Chattas. No, Afilu Hachi Min Zevach Adif. From the fact that they're doing a Shechita to this, that wins out. Okay, Amar Vina Bar Sheila Emure Kodshim Kalim Shiyotzu Lifnei Zrikas Damim. So we have the case is where the Emurim went out of the Azor before they did the Zrika, right? Psulin. So it's no good. Okay, Betana Tuna and the Tana of the Mishnah also learned on this. Again, talking about the fact that these going back on the Maaser, right, becomes beforehand. Bipnei hu zevach, because it's shechid. V'yeshno kod shekadoshim dama ve'emurim. It listed the two parts of it, the dam and the emurim that goes on the mizbech. So bishlim emurim least nehu ba'oifas. Okay, I understand that makes sense because there's not shaykh to talk about the emurim on an oaf, right? Ella dam mihaisa, but there's dam. So then why did the Mishnah mention that? If you're telling me that if you're trying to make a distinction between the two, you're telling me dam is there, right? Ella lav kamash malan emurim kidamu. Right, when we talk about the emurim, it's like the damo. What? Not damo. I'm sorry, damo. I read that wrong. Let me just go back in. Kamash malan emurim ki damo. Right, ma damo lifnei zrika. Just like the dam here that the Mishnah is talking about, it's before the zrika, right? Because afterwards it does not have any more of the kedusha. So af emurim kodem zrika. So the emurim also we're talking in the Mishnah are before the zrika has. V'kol kari luhu kodshei kodoshim. And the Mishnah says these are kodshei kodoshim, right? Since the dam hasn't, you know, been the zrika yet, so then these emurim on the behema, they don't have the status of kodesh kadoshim, right? So therefore, there's no me'il on them, right? And the mishnah is mashma that even so, either they're taken out of the azor and they're posel, right? Just like any of the kodesh kadoshim would be posel if they were taken out of the azor, right? Umadamo mifsa biyotze, just like the dam, it's from the meiser behema is. Apostle was taken out of the Azara, Afemorim, Mifso, Beyotse, so to the Emorim also. Name a Messiah, so we have, let's say this is a support, Bosser, Kodshim, Kaldim, Shiots, with Nezvikas, Damim, so it's Machloikis Amaroim. What's the dinner over here? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kosher, Reish Lakish Amar, Apostle. So if you take them out beforehand, so the Machloikis over here, the Rambam, this is in. Psuim Lakdoshin, right? Perik Aleph Halacha Lamid Beis Leiv Lamid Beis Bosser Kodshim Kalim Shiotsu Chutz Lazora Koyim Zrikas Adamim Afa Pisha Nizrak Hadam Vabosser Bechutz Hazevach Kosher. So even if they did that, it's still good. Why? B'nei Shesof Habosser. Let's say it's because it's going to go out anyway. In other words, I was about to explain that you can eat it throughout Yerushalayim. VaHazrika Moelis Liyotzei L'Sarfa, and the Zrika helps. That's for thing, but that wouldn't allow you to actually be able to eat it. In other words, what's it called that he would be yotze with this korban, but he wouldn't be allowed to eat it. Is the way they explain. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kosher, however soif letzeis. He says it's good because it's going to go out. Reish Lakish Amar Posel Adain Lo Higi Zman Letzeis. No, it's not the right time yet to taking it out, right? Adkan lo pligi el bebosser. So this is a machlokas amaroyim only by the bosser. Aval beemurim. We're talking about the actual emurim, the inner parts of it. Lo, they don't argue. So Rabbi Yochanan be maskim that in fact that would become posel if it was taken out. Ohu adin. No, de beemurim. Nami pligi, right? By the emurim, they also argue. It's not a good diak. Veho the kamif. Mifligay be bosser, either arguing by the bosser, that's the reason for that. Lehodiacha koichin reish lakish, to show you how strong the opinion is of reish lakish. Dafilu bosser de sofa letzeis, even if it's going to eventually gonna go out, right? That hasn't gone out yet. Amar adayin lo higi zman letzeis, he still says it's possible because the time for it to be taken out of the azara has not come yet. Salema Kitanoi. So again, we just said we had some machlokes the Amaroyim, Reish Lakish, and Rabbi Yochanan. That's going to parallel, the suggestion is it will parallel machlokes in a previous tekufa of the Tanoim. Emuri Kodshim Kalim, Shiyotsu Lifnei Zvikas Domim. So now we're talking about the Emurim from Kodshim Kalim, which again, Kodshim Kalim can be eaten throughout the Yerushalayim. So what's the dinner here? Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Ein Molim Behen. Rabbi Lezer holds that there is no Me'ilah from them. They're on the top of Amud Aleph. The Ein Chayv Lehem Mishum Pigol, Noisar V'Tomei. Right? You know, Chayv Kares for them. There's a Pigol or of Noisar, right? They're eating it when you are Tomei. Rabbi Akiva Oimer, Molim Behen. No, there is an Issa Me'ilah on these things, if you're getting any benefit from them. And you are chayav karis for them if you're eating tamei. The Rambam brings this down in Lamed Gimel, the next lacha. V'chein emuri kodshim kalim shiyotsu lifnei zrikas damim v'nizrak hadam v'heim bachutz. Right, so they did this while they were outside. Yeah, what's the din? Lo nifso hazevach, that it's not going to be possible. V'im hechaziron, and if they brought it back in, maktir noson. You would still be makrivit. Afal pish lo hechaziron, even if they didn't bring it back, chayv lehem mishum pigol noiser v'tameis. You are chayv for that. So he paskins like Rabbi Akiva. Okay. So Mora says now, my love bidhodra alinchu plige. Isn't a case where they're arguing, where they had it outside of the Azara and they brought it back in right before they did the Zrika on the Dam. Uvaha pligi, demar sover mifsli biyotze, and one, meaning Rabbi Lazar, holds that it is possible, and mar sover lo mifsli biyotze, and Rabbi Ki would hold, no, they're not, it doesn't become possible because they took it outside the Azara. So our goes reject this, is not. Omer of Papa, bidahadar alinhu, in a case where they brought them it was taken out of the Azor and then brought back in. Kuli alma lo pligi. No one argues in that case, right? That's good, right? Everyone agrees in that case that it's allowed. V'hacha b'de isnehu avroi pligi. No, here the different case is when it was outside when the dam was the zrikas adam on the mizbeach. V'ha pligi. That's the machlokes. Mar sover Rabbi Eliezer holds ein zrika mo elis liotzei. The fact that the zrika is not going to help. It's not going to help because the Emurim were taken outside of the Azara, so it's not going to make them good to go. Umar Sover, and the other opinion is Rabbi Akiva, Zrika Moeles Leyotze. No, it would help, and it does make it caution. You could, in fact, use these things that would help, even though at the time it was outside, right? V'ha Rav Papa Hu Da'amar. So this is now, they're going to say this is Rav Papa's pshat now is going to go against with something that Rav Papa said also about the Shtei Halechem, right? That the Zrika on the Kevish to make the Shtei Halechem find there's a machloikus between Rabbi Lezer over there. Rabbi Lezer holds that it would what's it called not be pigul in a case where they had these incorrect machshavas, and Rabbi Akiva holds that there is pigul over there. So that's the background to understand what it's talking about here, right? One second. Yeah. V'ha Rav Papa Hu Da Amar. So Papa himself in Salam Achlok says, B'de Isnuhu Avroi Kuli Alma Lo Pligi. Right? When it's taken outside of the Zara and they do the Zrizam, everyone thinks that it doesn't help. U Bide Ilainhu Lagavoi Pligi. But in the case where they brought them back before the Zrika, then that's the machloikis. But if that's the way Rav Papa's going to explain that, the machloikis, but the shtei halechem, so it doesn't work over here. So no, hani mili gabi shtei halechem. That's a different, that's a localized halacha by the shtei halechem. The lav gufe de zivche. That's not a real, there's no part of it that actually was brought as a korban that using their dam for the zrika. So when we're talking about that case, okay, everyone's going to agree, there's a shtei lechem outside, then the zrika can't help. Avab emurin, right, but the parts of the innards, the gufe de zivchahu, right, that's an actual physical piece of the korban that they're going to use, meaning the dam for the zrika, right, it's minei ube, it comes from itself. But the isnuhu avroi pligate. So that's the case when it was outside. That would be the machlokes between what's it called, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Akiva. Okay, the Ram. Let's just see the Ram for this. Where is this? Psui Mekdoshin Yud Zayin. Says the Rambam. Shtei halechem. This is a halachic test. Shtei halechem sheyatzu bein shchita lezrika. Right. So you took out they took them out of the azara between. Right, there were two kvasim that were brought, and for this week on them, v'zora dam hakvasim b'machsheves hazman, and when they did the zrika on this thing, it had a machsheves hazman, means it was like a bad intent, right? They thought about it out of the correct one. Nis palgu shtei halechem afa pi shehem b'chutz. So even though they're outside, nevertheless it makes it pigul. She zrika mo eles liyotze afa pi shadayin hu b'chutz. Because the zrika on the dam it affects the shtei halechem, even though it was still not inside of the azar in its correct location. Okay, that's the Rambam. Ofos Kodmith. Continuing this whole discussion about which comes first, the whole din of Kadima, right? We started yesterday with Tadr, Shein, and Tadr. It's a short parak, like three blot. But this is the whole, now we're talking about the different levels of Kedusha. So the Oifos come before the Menachos. Adraba. Menachos Kodman, Kodmos. We should have the Menachos come first. Why? What's the special about them? Shekein Yeshna Betzibru Kiviyochid. So they apply. Mincha applies both to the tzibur, right, and to a yochid, to an individual. Afilu hachina mini domim adife. You're right, but now the fact that there's a zrikas adam, that still is greater than the fact that a mincha applies to a tzibur and a yochid. Then the mission says minchas choite. That goes before the mincha of a minchas nedava, right? The voluntary one. Adraba says the Gemara, minchas nedava kodemis. Really, the mincha, it's a gift, It's a volunteer, that should come first. Shekein to una shemen levona, because that has additional things that are brought with it. You bring this oil and the levona is like the frankincense, you bring that with it. No, filhachi minchas choyte habo ala chait adifa. No, you're right, that's true. It has those additional, you know, condiments, whatever stuff that's brought along with it. Nevertheless, what's the godless, what's the greatness of the this minchas choyte demechaperes, because it's going to bring a kapar for the person, so that's why it comes first. Okay, Iboilu, they asked the question. Minchas soite minchas nedava. So I have two different minchas now for the sota or the nedava. Eze mehen kodemes. Which one should come first? So right, we know that the sota was part of the procedure when a woman was warned not to have yichud with a man, and she just after her husband warned her, she nevertheless had yichud with it. Doesn't mean that anything physical happened, but she's not a tzedekis. She had yichud with this guy. So now she has to go and do the whole, this is brought out in Parshas Noso, right? The whole sota procedure. So some of the Meforshim explain that if, first of all, there's a famous Ramban. The Ramban writes, this is the only mitzvah that's predicated on a nace happening, right? So you see the extent that you have to preserve shalom bayis, because if you think about it, in the back of the husband's mind, she could be denying it. He's always thinking, you know what? She says nothing happened, but who really knows? So they do the sota procedure, and this woman is cleared, she's exonerated, if she's innocent, obviously, and there's no longer a doubt in the back of his mind. The husband says, okay, I realize she did something wrong with the yichud, but that's all it was, nothing more happened, and therefore they're able to restore the shalom bayis between the two of them. So the question now is, which one comes first? Minchas soita, minchas nadava. Eiz men kodemes, minchas nadava kodemes. Kodma. Why? She came to una shemen levona. So we just said, it has the shemen levona with it. O dilman, the other way to look at it is maybe not. Minchas soita kodma. Maybe the sota should come first. She came boil levarer ovon. Because it's going to clarify, did she do an avera or not? Right? It's very, very important. So tashma. Minchas choyte kodemes, minchas nadava. So we'll try to answer it up from the following, Bryce, right? We say that the mincha v'chote comes first, so minchas chote who, it's the minchas chote that comes for who the kodmo, the minchas nadava. Ha minchas sota lo, but the minchas sota would not come first. Morris says, no, that's not a good proof. Mi ketani mipnei shehi mechaperis? Did the Mishnah say because it's being mechaper? No. Nipnei shehi bal achet, because it came because of a chet ketani. That's how it's phrased. Hanami bal achet, and the sota also is coming because she had yichud with the man which after her husband warned her to. So therefore it's not necessarily good raya. So try it again. Tashma zo kodemis lezo. This one comes for the other one. Zo bo min hachidin vezo bo min hasaorin. So one that comes from wheat comes the one beats out the one that comes before barley, right? What that is a whole seder as to which korbanos come first. The Rambam says this is Tamina Musafim Perek Tes Halacha Yud. Minchas Ha'ish Kadamas the Minchas Ha'isha, right? A man's mincha comes before that. Minchas Chitim Kadamas the Minchas Se'orim. And if it comes from Chitim, from wheat that comes before the se'orim, the barley, minchas chote kodemes the minchas nadava, the sin comes before the voluntary one, mipneshi bal achet, minchas nadava, minchas sota, eizo sheyirtze mehem yachtim, whichever one you want can come first. That's how the Rambam paskins, right? But again, just to finish up the sugya, the Gemara says, my la minchas nadava le minchas sota, lo, minchas chote le minchas sota. So it's not the minchas nedava that's compared to the sota, it's the minchas of the choite. It's the sin offering, that one which comes before, but wasn't it? So Gemara says, tepuk li deha mechaperes v'ha lo mechaperes, right? I can learn it out from the case that the minchas chote is going to be mechaper on it, right? But the minchas of the sota is not going to be mechaper on her. The Elamais, one sec, what's the price to talk about? Minchas Nadova? Typically, the Zutu Una Shem Lavona, the Zu Ainitu Una Shem Lavona. Ela Chad Mitre Taime Nokit. No. You can't prove anything from the fact that it didn't have the, like, what's called like the argument of omission, right? Because there was one of two possible reasons it gave, but in Achinami, you can't be, and that's how the Rambam Paskins, that whichever one you want, right? Eze she'irtze mehem yaktim. Whichever one you want comes first. Okay, now, chata sa'of kodemes. Okay, that comes before the ola sa'of, right? Menohan imili, so how do you know that? How do you know that? The Tana Rabbanan, the Hikrives Asher Lechatas Rishona. You have to be makriv the one that comes to Lechatas first. So Lama Tamalomer, what do you have to tell me that for? She ain't Tamalomer Lamed Shetikra Rishona. You have to tell me it comes first. Harei Kvar Nemar. The pasuk says Beferish. The Es Hasheni Yase Ola. The second one becomes the Ola. So I know this already. Ela ze bonav lechol chatos shakdimu la'ila habosimoyin. No, this is a binyanav, a paradigm for any time you have a chatas and an ola, which one comes first? Bein chatas a'of, la'ola sa'of, whether it's a chatas a'of and an ola sa'of, bein chatas behema, la'ola behema, or whether it's the chatas and the ola from a behema. Va'vilu chatas a'of, la'ola behema. And even the chatas of an oaf, right, has a din kadima before the Olas Behema. Okay, Hilkach, therefore, it's like a little summary over here. Chata Sa'of, the Olas Sa'of, right? The fact that it comes out, the Es Hasheni, that you learn it out from what we just said, right? Yeah, the Es Hasheni. Chata's Behema, the Olas Behema, mid the Rebbe. The Rabbi Rachmana, from the fact that the Torah says Chata Sa'of the Olas Behema, Zeh Bonav. Okay, from the fact that it's like this Binyanav, for all Chatas, that teaches me that they come before the Ola that comes with them. Okay, Tashma, we'll give another Raya, Braisa, talking about a Yoledis. So let's just review the Psukim Yoledis, the beginning of Tazria. So the Psukim discuss what she brings. Uvmalois yime tahara levan levas tovi keves ben shnaso leola uven yona otor lechatos el pesach el moed el hakohen. Right, so these are the korbanos that she brings. And interesting also is if she can't afford to tupsim lin ches ve'im lo simsa yoda deise v'lacha shtei torim o shnei v'nei yona echad leola v'echad lechatos v'chiper aleha hakohen v'tahera. Right, so it talks about she can't afford to bring, she can bring two birds instead. So it says the Brice like this, Tashma, Rabbi Eliezer Omer kol makam shenis chalafa chatos, any time where she uses a oaf, is exchanged for instead of the behema, chatos kodemis. And then the chatos comes first, right before the ola. Kan, however, here, by the case of the oledes, ola kodemis, ola. Yeah, the ola comes first beforehand, right? Komakam shibol chait. Continuing now, any time where the chatas is coming as a chait, chatas kodemis, then the chatas comes first. Kan, however, here, in the case of this yoledis, but she can't afford to bring a behema, ola kodemis, the ola comes first. V'chomakam shishnehem boim tachas chatas, in a case where both of the birds are as a chatas. Chatas kodemis, v'kan ola kodemis. Normally the rule is that the chatas would come first, but here by the case of this woman, so she, her ola, her ofos, right? Chatas of replaces the behema because she can't afford it, right? So therefore, in this case, the, what's it called? Kan ola kodemis. The ola comes before the chatas. Okay? Now, what comes out according to this now is that this price is against what we just said previously, right? We said that the chatas always comes before the ola, right? So now I'm trying to work out which price is it. Is the ola always come first or the chatas come first? So Amarava Limikra Hikdima Hakosov, right? When you read the Psukim, it comes first, right? Let's do another Rashi. We'll cover the Yortzeit, the last Rashi in the Daf. Limikra Hikdima Hakosov Shetehe Nikras Be'inyin Techila. When you read it, it comes first. Avaba Vodoson, when you're actually being makriv them in the Avoda, Chatas kodemes, the chatas comes first, kinarina mizeh bonav, right? This is the binyan av, and the chatas comes first, even though the ola is mentioned first in the pasuk. Okay. Tashma. Parim kodmim le'elim, ve'elim kodmim le'kavasim, Kavasim le Seirim, right? So the Gemara says that when you have, we have all these different behemoths, so the what's it called? It's the order, the parm, the bulls come before the alien, the rams, the ram comes before the kvasim, are the sheep, and the sheep come before the seirim, which are the goats. Okay? Turn the daf now on the, we made it to the top of Amud Beis. So my love, dechag, right? Aren't we talking about, excuse me, aren't we talking about a chag and about sukkahs? So if that's true that the Bryce is talking about sukkahs, so all these animals are an ola, but the only chattas is the seirim, right? We just have these things like the parim, that's an ola. The kvasim is an ola, the alien that's an ola, right? So it comes first. The ola comes first. And what is lo? Not true. Lunadava. We're not talking about sukkahs, we're talking about nadava, right? Okay, so now working this in, we'll work it out. Parm kodmim le'elim. Why? Shekein nisrabu b'nesachim. Because there's nesachim that are, they have a lot of them, more than with them. V'chein elim kvasim. And also you have the elim come before the what's it called? The sheep, for the same reason. Kvasim l'sirim, they become the goats. Why? Shekein nisrabu ba'alya. Because it gets the alya, which was the tail of the sheep that's burned, but the goat's tail is not burned up. Okay, Tashma par koin Mashiach koydim le par helam dover shel tzibur. So when you have we learned these sugyas earlier, right? That when you have the par the koin Mashiach that comes before the par helam dover shel tzibur, when the Sanhedrin made a mistake in Pesach and the rove of the Klal Yisrael followed it, par helam dover shel tzibur koydim le par avodah zarah. That and then the par helam dover comes before the par the vorzaras we have in shlach, right? That when the majority of the people worship had a mistake in Pesach and they do that. Par avodah zarah kodem le'seire avodah zarah. So the bull that's brought for the comes before the seir the goat. The afagav the par avodah zarah. Ola, even that's an ola, sira vodazara, chatas, right? So this brisa, this is the punchline, this seems to contradict what we just said in the previous brisa, because according to the previous brisa, it said the chatas always comes first. But here you see that the ola is coming first. So the ema me resha. One second, let's look at the resha, right? Because that part supports what we've been saying all along, that the chatas comes first. Par helam dover shel tzibur kodim le par vodazara. Okay, so you still have what to talk about. So bechad mino Micho lo kamrinon. No, Moses says when you have one of them, there's no suffix over here, right? It means like this: chad min means it's only one min, it's only one type of species. So there's no suffix over here that a chatas comes first, right? Chatas kodma ki kamrinon. Where is there a steer between these braces? That's when you have two betray mine. You have two different things, right? Ashkechan ola de kodma the chatos, and you find a case where the ola comes for the chatos. Yeah. So my answer is Amri b'marava mishmei the rava bar mari. They said over in Eretz Yisrael, the name Rabbi Marmari. No, Chatas Avodah Zarah Choser Aleph. Right, when it's written in the Chumash, right, that it's without an Aleph. Let's see that. Where is this pasuk? Perek Tasvav, right, in Shlach Chav Dalid. V'hai im ein ha'eda nesesah l'shgaga v'asa kol ha'eda. Par ben Bakr echel la ola l'reich nichoch la Hashem min chasal. Oh no, I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong pasuk. No, that's it. I'm sorry. It should have gone to the end. This got kamishpat. That's the word when the Morse went to be in a minute. Sir izim echad lichatas. So how's it spelled there? Chatas is spelled lamed ches tof tes tof. Right? There's no aleph there. So what do you see from the fact that the aleph is missing? Right? Chatas k'siv Ravina Amr kamishpat k'siv behu. No. Different because it says kemishpat, right? So the fact that it says kemishpat, that implies that you have to do in the order that it says in the pasuk. Okay, so Mara says hash to the osis lahochi. Now you came on to this. Afilu teim aparim dechag nami. You could even say the Bryce was talking about sukkahs. Kemishpatam k'siv behu, because over there it says kemishpatam and it goes in order, right? Okay, ibai lehu chatas ha'of v'olas behema u'maiser. You have a chatas ha'of and you have an olus behema, and you have the meiser. So eizem ehem koidim, which one's going to come first? Tikdum chatas ha'of, if you're going to be makriv the chatas ha'of first, ika meiser de koidim lo. You have the meiser that in general would come first, right? Because that's what you need. You do the shechit on that, like the Mishnah said. And if you're going to say likdim meiser, you're going to do the meiser one first. Well, one second. Ika olas behema de kod malay. You have the olas behema. That's one, because that's kod, that's kod shekodshim, right? So therefore, tikdum olas behema. If you're going to be, you're going to bring the what's it called, the olas behema first. One second, ik chatas ha'of become along, right? You have a chatas that comes first. That was the maskana of the Gemara. So what are you gonna do? So hocha, right? It's like a revolving circle, right? What are you gonna do? So hocha tirgamu min zevach adif. So in Bavel, the Teretz was that the min zevach is the best. It's the greatest. That's what comes first. But Marava Omri in Eretz Yisrael, right? Or just to speak it, I'm sorry. So what would happen according to that? According to the first answer in Bavel, so since that's the min zevach, so for the mice would come first, right? Then would come the chatas, and then would come the ola. Bin marava omri, ayla bo olas behema bechatas ha'of. The has an effect on it, right? So for it comes together. Ag b'yhoso mimaiser, it raises it above the maiser. Therefore, it comes out that the chatas would be first, then the ola, and then finally the maiser would come out. So we'll just end off. We'll cover the yard side of Rashi Chavtes. Thomas will do Rashi, is the last Rashi before the Mishnah, right? Like four lines up, five lines up, going gets wide. Levbatel chashiva sham min zevach shabo deha ba'ola nami isei le'osa chashivus ubatilei b'gzeiros hakosuv hilkach yakdim chatas ha'of la'ola. The chatas ha'of comes first before the ola, fe'ola le'maiser, and then the ola will come be before the maiser. Try to get in, if possible, for a little bit of time. I'll try to get in the Cheshuki Chemed. So I saw it interesting. He brings the following. Again, whole sugars over here we're talking about is if call him a Kudosh Mechavero. So he brings a case about a person who made a mistake on Rosh Chodesh, and he ended off his bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechadesh Chodshim, right? You who is Mechadesh, who renews the month. So that's the bracha that we say by Kiddush Levana. But the person got confused and finished his chorus, and he remembers afterwards. So he asked Zilberstein, what's the din? You know, is he Yotze Bidyevet or no? He's not Yotze Bidyevet, and he has to go back. He has to go back and repeat it. It's no good. So he brings from the Gilyon Yashas. He says, person has a suffix, is there Kedusha on Rosh Chodesh or not, right? And he brings a riot that there is Kedusha from the Gemara in that we're discussing now, right? Dona ma kodem todir o makudosh. The Gemara ratzasa lehochiach she todir kodem miha detna musfei Shabbos kodem the musfei Rosh Chodesh. Right, it brings Rashi, Musfei Rosh Chodesh, Mikudoshin, Michel, Shabbos, de Ikri Moid. Okay, so you see there is that. Okay, there's a machlokis in Yerushalmi, in Brachos, Perek Tes, Halacha Beis. How does one finish off the Chasima for Musaf on Rosh Chodesh? Rabbi Yossi bar Nehoroi, Omer, Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh Chodoshim. Rabbi Chia bar Ashi, Omer, Mekadesh Yisrael, Veroshe Chodoshim. Okay, so there sounds like he wants to explain that they're arguing on this Shaila. Rabbi Yossi Sover, he holds, Shesim Chodesh Chodoshim, Sover, Rosh Chodesh, Ein Bo Kedusha. It doesn't have it. He doesn't mention in the text of the Bracha. Voshaych Lomer, Mekadesh Yisrael, Veroshe Chodoshim, Ein Bo Bom Kedusha. There's none. Valkane, Oimrim Rak Mechadish Chodoshim. Okay? But then that's the Yushami. Then he has the Bavli, which is the Bracha Brachos in the seventh parak, Mem Tesam and Aleph, right? It says, Tsarich Lisai Mechadish Yisrael Veroshe Chodoshim Yisroel de Kadishimchu Veroshe Chodoshim. V'chein Kaimelan Lahalacha Sha'omer Mechadish Yisroel Veroshe Chodoshim. So, okay, this guy who made it the wrong chasima messed up on two things. Number one, Shlomo Kaddish Yisrael. He didn't say it. The Hainu Shalom Hiskir Shakodesh Baruch Mekaddish Yisrael. Okay, the Yisrael Mekaddishim Es Rosh Chodesh. Bees, the second mistake the guy made, Shesim Mekaddish Chodashim B'makam Rosh Chodashim. Right, the Hainu Shalom Hiskir Sheish Kedusha L'Rosh Chodesh. He didn't mention it, and we saw the Rashi says there is Kedusha for that. Lechein, therefore, Lo Yotze B'Tzorech Lachzor L'His Palel. Right, so he has to conclude. The conclusion was that he has to go back and redaven again. Okay, wishing everyone a wonderful day, and in a minute, we'll pick it up with the Mishnah tomorrow. Shir.